The DOC intentionally not try to rehabilitate people or care for them as their directive allegedly states. For instance, if a person on the spectrum, while knowing and seeing others with disorders like myself, left untreated, often is contradictive of what they proclaim to do. It's as if, while during our criminal proceedings, we were targeted as easy prey to entrap us in prison for others to benefit from our additional suffering, which worsens our conditions overall, especially if not treated. I witnessed lack of programs leaving incarcerated people in brain-numbing conditions from lack of cognitive exercise. Some people will do anything to get out of this state. There have been no autistic programs my whole time I've been here, which has been since 2021. I believe the mental health staff's hands are tied by DOC procedure, which prevent them from adequately doing their job, leaving the patient by default untreated. There are 5 psychiatrists estimated for around 100 inmates, or hundreds of inmates. Many staff here probably have no education on various disorders, let alone how to handle them, or even care if the person has one or not. I can definitely say some staff flat out don't care from my own personal experiences. Are people with disorders being targeted knowingly and incarcerated more often due to people taking advantage of them? If so, is this the type of society you approve of? What if your family is targeted or affected? I wonder how much of an immediate and past prison population have individuals with disorders. Were they properly or efficiently treated? Or were they ignored overall? I'm worried based on the worsening of one state, violent acts that could happen, etc., especially if authoritarian figures, corrupt or not, are in charge of this. If so, all lives are tools to them, and they are, in a sense, witch-hunting for their next victims at all times. Prison, in my opinion, and experience is more damaging than helpful. My disorders seemed to continually worsen. My physical tics have returned, etc. In my opinion, people that put their faith in the system are fooling themselves, given there's no rehabilitation I'm able to see. If anything, prison has worsened a lot of the problems for many of this population because things aren't put in place to fix anything, or they're way outdated. Incarcerated people are still people, and we are labeled animals, monsters, scum, etc. Many people fail to see anyone can eventually become labeled as such. Under any circumstances, or the correct circumstances, people can commit heinous or heroic acts. Humans are also, in my opinion, animals, just slightly evolved in different areas. An extreme example of a good or bad act would be Hitler and his concentration camps, given, in quotations, people would dignify it as evil, but the people that also saved them are also people, and they would dignify that good. Is this a so-called necessary evil, as in relation to prison? Can it change for the better? Then again, if you don't see it, are you going to care? Are you biased, stereotyping, or the like? I believe I do my best and try to be as decent as possible given the intricacies of life, no matter how difficult. I recently informed my mother that if, for some reason, I got locked back up, I may request the judge to give me an expedited death penalty, if able. I have my many reasons on why I would do this. But anyway, if I'm removed and one doesn't have to worry about me causing any so-called trouble, truthfully or falsely accused, then it's solved. If any of you have loved ones incarcerated or not and are willing to act for change, please do. I believe we need some legitimate light in this darkness and progress for better each day. Unfortunately, many people I've met while incarcerated have no intentions to try to change, which is saddening and irritating. That's all.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.